Blog Talk Radio.
So what do you think we need to do? I think we need to stay focused, and I think we need to do what it's going to take. I just want us to concentrate and there's so much that needs to be done that we're not doing. For one, we really need to be changing our mindset. And we're not doing that. We just keep repeating the same cycle over and over and over and over and over and over and over. And then get mad when somebody else wants to do something different. For instance, we've been voting for the same people over and over and over. And these same people have been in office forever. And what have these people done for us? What have these people done for us? These people have done absolutely nothing for us. And I don't know what it's going to take for us to get it together. I am really hoping that that we can make a choice, that we can make a positive choice, that we can get back to our first love, which is us. Get back to respecting us. And we teach others how to respect us. We're not respecting each other. That's what the problem is. So guess what? Because we're not respecting each other, nobody else is respecting us. They're not even expected. We don't even expect them to respect us. So I ask the question again, who is doing what to whom? We look at other people, but no, you have to point the fingers at yourself. You're doing this to you. Nobody else is doing this to us but us. We are doing this to us. Yes, we are. We have to get back to the basics. We have to start expecting God's best. We have to expect people to know how to treat us. And if they don't know how to treat us, we're going to start teaching them how. Because what they're doing now is treasonous behavior. It's treasonous. And no more are we going to accept treasonous behavior. We want to be able to tell them what we want from them. I think the MLK, I think what we should have been doing, we should have had our own government, and they should have had their own government. And that's what I think we should have done. We should have stuck to basics. We should have stuck to what we knew. We should have stuck to what we was doing before. But that's not what we did. We decided that we was going to leave our 200 cities. We was going to let them go. We was going to ride on their buses and let our buses go. And everything that we had, you just know that everything that we had, we gave it away. We gave away our businesses. We gave away our homes. We gave away our land. We gave away our hospitals. We gave away our banks. We gave away our cities. We gave away everything. We gave away the Negro League to be up under them. And then we put our children in their schools. That wasn't good enough. We put our children up under them, which was sad. That was the worst thing that was ever done. But I don't understand it. Because we didn't see anything wrong with it. Because we trusted a man that looked like us that had already sold us out. We trusted Al Sharpton. We trusted Jesse Jackson. We had trusted everybody that looked like us. We trusted Obama. And he bought in Biden, okay? He bought in somebody that was symbolizing racism for his white compadres to understand, oh, he ain't going to do nothing for them niggas anyway. He ain't going to do nothing for them. He not going to back them. We safe. He safe, okay? And it's so sad because we didn't expect Obama to. Well, we expected something from him, but he didn't do anything for us. We got absolutely nothing from him. Nothing. And that was the sad part about it. Because we really was expecting something. We really was looking for him to do something for the black community, and he didn't do anything for us. It's so sad. But like I said, we can run for office, we can run for judges, we can get rid of some of these old judges that's in there already, we can get rid of some of the prosecutors, we can get rid of the mayor, we can get rid of, I mean, these are things that we can do locally. We can do stuff for ourselves, we just won't. I don't know why, I don't know what the mindset is, I don't know why, what's so different, you know, why we won't do for us, you know, we do for everybody else, we won't do for us. I don't understand that. So what is it that you think we need to do? What is it that you think we need to do for us? How can we get out of this rut? I'm going to ask you again, who is doing what to whom? We're doing it to ourselves. We have finances. We can pull our monies together. We can get out of this. But do we want to? Michael Bloomberg came to a church on Saturday. No, today, Sunday, in Alabama. Some of those black folks turned their backs, which is great, because they understood, and they're trying to let him know that, no, you're not. We're not doing this down here. You're not coming in this church, and no, we're not doing this. But I'm going to tell you what, we had a guy that we slept for, that Tom Steyer, Steyer, we slept on him. He was a billionaire, and he was trying, he believed in reparations. He wanted to give us reparations. He had more, he's worth $1.6 billion. Yes, he's another billionaire. But we slept on this young man. We slept on him. He was talking our game. He was talking about reparations. He was talking about education. He was talking about prison reform. This dude was talking about some good stuff. And we slept on him. We allowed him to walk away. We didn't even back him. That was the man we should have been backing. You got these people that's backing people that we know. That's not going to do anything. Why is it that the same people keep running for office over and over and over and over and over and over? Bernie has ran for the last two or three times? And we keep letting him know, no, we don't want you, Bernie. No, we don't want you, Bernie. But Bernie keep on insisting, right? What is it that we need to do? Like Hillary Clinton, I think we hurt her so bad, she needed it because we did. We told her we didn't want her. We don't want the Clintons. We know what the Clintons are about, okay? We don't want Bernie. We know what Bernie's about. We want new blood. Why do we keep reaching back for the same old stuff when we know these people didn't do anything for us? Biden was in there, and he already did what he did. Biden did the prison reform, 1984. Look it up. And you still like stoning this man, knowing what he was going to do. We had Jim Clyburn, a congressman, who is his friend. But Jim is a sellout for us. He knows this man is no good, but he just sold him out. He just sold us out. People that look like us, you guys, are not having our back. We got to get some bona fide foundational black Americans in there that know about slavery, went through slavery, and know about the hardship and know what we're going through, because all of these foreigners and all these old civil rights do-nothings are not trying to do nothing, are not wanting to do nothing, are not going to do nothing for us. They're not going to do anything. So why do we keep voting them in? And why not vote them out? If you see a person has a seat for so long and they've not done anything, why is it that we still continue them to allow them to have that seat? Why is it that we still allow them to hold those seats? The Black Caucus, half the Black Caucus members, they don't even do anything for black folks. But we have allowed them to keep those seats indefinite, without doing anything for us. They go up on their website. They don't even mention black folks. They mention immigrants. They don't even mention you. But we have allowed the disrespect. We have allowed them to sit up there for how long and disrespect us? We have allowed them to sit there and do absolutely nothing. We complain about police brutality. We complain about education, how they miseducate our children, how they trying to feminize our baby, and how they won't allow our children to wear their locks, but they allow our children to wear dresses. Okay? We can't even get them to teach our children about African history, but they'll teach a child about LGBT elemental people. They don't teach you anything about your life before slavery, but they'll teach you about slavery. But what are we doing about all of this? What are we doing about the police brutality? What are we doing about them giving our men exuberant amount of time when they commit a small, nonviolent crime? Nonviolent. And you're getting life for nonviolent. Then you're getting double life for this one girl was being trafficked, and she ended up killing the dude to get away from him, and they said she killed him to get his car to go on the joyride. They're giving this girl double life, but we still allow this prosecutor, Mike was his name, who knows this man was a pedophile, who knew this guy wasn't even supposed to be around children. But he never picked the man up. He never went to get the man. He never picked the man up from jail. He never did anything to get that individual, because, but he knew that this guy wasn't supposed to be around children. Okay? But he never went to get this man. So he left this girl in this man's care. And what was she supposed to do? How was she supposed to get free? He wasn't going to just let her walk out the door. So either it was her or him. And it was her. So now she's going to jail for double life because she fought for her life when he trafficked her. And he was treating her like slave or treating her like his whore, treating her like he was her pimp. But the prosecutor, Michael, all he could say was, oh, she killed him, steal his car to go on a joyride. Are you serious? Are you freaking kidding me? But these are the people that we leave in office. These are the people that we leave in office. And then we complain. What are you complaining about? You have Congress in there that won't even write a law. Amy, what's her name? Amy Klobuchar? Her record is terrible. You didn't get rid of her, but you got rid of Kamala Harris. Kamala Harris, yeah, Kamala. Her record was terrible too. But get rid of both of them. Don't leave Amy in there. Get rid of her too. Her record is terrible. She don't even come around black folk to get their vote. She don't even think she need black folk vote. Well, let's show her. Don't even vote for her. Just ignore her. She don't need to be there. She should have been dropped out. But she just got a little bit more money than Kamala had. You understand what I'm saying? She just had a little bit more money than Kamala. But she did the same thing as Kamala. These are the people I'm saying that we're allowing them to run for office and we're voting for them. We had 12 mayors that voted for Bloomberg, knowing his record. But he paid them and they sold us out. So what do we do about that? We do nothing? No, we show them when it's time to vote for these people. We show them and we get them out. We get them out. That's what we do. We get them out of office. We don't sit there and leave people in office indefinite because you're used to them being in there. Because they're doing well, they ain't doing nothing. We may as well leave them in there. Oh, well, somebody else getting there, they ain't going to do nothing either. That's what people say. But you don't you keep trying? Oh, why don't you run? You think you can do it? You think you're capable? You think you can? Guess what? Because if you run and you're talking about reparations and you got a good game, black folk will vote for you. We'll get together and we'll put you in there. We will put you in there, but you got to at least try to change something. We can't just keep going down the same old road and not changing anything. We're going down the same old road, not changing anything. We can have our schools nationwide, cyberly. We can put a screen up in the classroom, rent a building out, put a screen up, and we can have a school out of that building. Seriously, it don't take much. We can have our first Hebrew school. We can have our first Hebrew school. Get our children out of these schools. Get our children out of these schools. Black folk won't even pay for school. We can come together and pay a week, $100 a week. And that's before and after school program. And we'll use that money to pay our teachers, okay? But you bring a lunch. And you have to be there to come and get your child by 6 o'clock. I don't think that's too much to ask for. You drop them off, and they go to school. Before school, they have, a little muffin or something. And then we have one screen up. We have a teacher, an aide in the class. And we can have this one teacher nationwide, a first grade teacher, second grade. We have 12 teachers, okay? And they teach in 12 different classes. And they're cyberly in their little screen rooms. And you have your kids in there. And you have an aide in there. And that person's teaching. And the aide is there to make sure orders is there. And no questions. And if there is questions, paperwork, the aide is there to aid the teacher that's on the screen. But we can do this nationwide. We can do this. But we have to support each other.
We have to. I don't understand what the problem is. I don't understand why we won't do something different. I really don't get it. So what do you think we need to do? So what do you think we need to do? What are we going to do different? It's up to us. We can pool our monies together. If we have carpenters, plumbers, electricians, pull your money together and rent a building. Let's start supporting our own. Yes, we're going to have some black folk that's sold out. They're so busy taking care of the enemy. And so they are sold out and they're so brainwashed that they're not going to want to do this. And that's fine. We leave them right where they at. We don't even worry about them. The ones that want to do it, we do this and we do it for us. We get our own candidate in there. We vote our own candidates locally, and we leave those other people alone. Locally, we can have the right mayor. We can have the right DAs in there. We can have the right city councils. We can have the right judges in there that will do what they need to do. We have these judges in here. Get these judges out. These old judges that's been there for 20 years, get them out of there. The prosecutors that's been there for 20 years, we get them out of there because enough is enough. If they don't want to do what they need to do, then we need to get them out of office, plain and simple. We have had these judges and these prosecutors that won't prosecute these police officers that see stuff and they won't do anything about it. Then they're making laws that you have. If say, for instance, if you're somebody that is in the car and they get out and they go in the store and they rob somebody in the store. Now, you don't know that that's what they get ready to do, but they, so they come up your house and they tell you, hey, take me to the store. I want to get some stuff. I want to get something from the store. And you take them to the store, you not knowing that they're getting ready to rob that store. And say, for instance, they rob the store and on the way out, they shoot and kill the owner. Do you not know that you're going to go to jail with them? You're going to go to jail for the same charges for murder? That because you were with them? You're going to get the same charges of murder, which is ludicrous. Just like a police officer shot a young man. This is crazy. I don't understand why he did this, but he had some friends, and they robbed the police officer. They didn't know the police officer was a police officer. They pulled a gun on him. The police officer shot them and killed the one boy. The other boy got charged for the murder, even though the police officer did it. The other boy was charged for the murder. And that is ludicrous. But I believe that y'all is going to fix all of this. And I'm telling you, he's going to fix all of this before it's all over with. I believe that he's going to fix it. But we are so unconscious and brain dead right now that we won't do anything. But these judges that won't do what they need to do, like I said, we vote them out. We get them out. We have to get to the point where we're encouraging each other. We are changing our mindset and doing something different. Because we can win. We can win. We can do this. But we have to want change. We have got to stop being so, trying to be so politically correct that we don't help ourselves. We're so busy trying to prove to white folk that we're okay and we're not racist. And we're so busy trying to do this. And I've had different people online, Facebook, and, you know, I get on there on Twitter and I say what I need to say. And I have people that are on there, and they are so sold out, and they are so, I don't even know what the word is. They are so angry, and they are literally trying to tell me, you know, that I'm racist and I'm, you know, and I don't buy it because I'm different. I speak truth, and my truth may not be your truth, but it's still truth. It's truth, and I'm not going to say something that's not truth, and I'm not going to apologize for being black. I am not going to apologize for how I feel. I'm not going to apologize for just being me. They don't apologize for being white, and I should not have to apologize for being black. I'm just saying. Really tired of what I'm seeing, and I think I'm just right now, I'm just like appealing to or trying to appeal to my brother and sisters. We are in a very serious condition right now, and I think it's going to take us doing something. Okay, it's going to take us doing something in order for us to be free right now. We are just floating around, and we just have no purpose. We have no meaning. We're waiting for other people to do for us, and we're waiting for them to, you know, they're voting, but they don't have any black interest. They've not even discussed you over the years. They've not even discussed you in the primaries, but you're waiting for them to do something for you when they won't even come together and talk about reparations. They won't even come together and talk about racism. But the Tom Sawyer person, the Tom Steyer person that I was trying to get you to talk, to bring it to your attention, he was the only one that I saw that was really absolutely ready and willing to do something for us. But we totally ignored him. We totally ignored him. I don't know why. I don't know. I guess it's just, maybe it's not time. Maybe it's not time for us to be free, or maybe it's not time, but I think it's got a lot to do with that. But I wish that we could get our minds together. I wish that we could really understand what's going on. I look at us and I'm like, what are we missing here? What's going on here with us that we're not moving forward? We're not moving ahead. We're still, you know, stuck like back there in the 60s. Still fighting for equality and justice, and we're still fighting for the same old stuff that we always fought for. And the people that we're getting ready to put in office now is not even trying to get ahead, not even trying to move ahead, but we're still trying to vote for them, hoping and praying they're going to do it different this time. But they never do. But we never look to get nothing or do nothing different. So how are we going to get some different results if we talk about reparations and they're not? So we're gonna just vote for them anyway, because they're not talking about reparations. They're not trying to do anything different, but we're gonna vote for them anyway. Are you serious? Alabama just voted for Biden, who wrote the 84 crime bill. Did you guys? I don't know. I'm just so frustrated right now. I'm going to play this song. I really believe that we need to hear this song right now. I really believe we need to hear this. I'm going to play this for us.
The enemy came up against your home. The enemy came up against your children. The enemy came up against your name. The enemy came up against your character. You will win, win. You will win, win.
Do we really know what that song means? Did you hear? We will win. But we have got, yes, when the storm comes, when the enemy comes, yes, he going to do this, yes, he going to do this, and yes, he going to try this. But what do? We stand fast, know that we're going to win, and we do something different. We don't continue doing the same thing. We don't continue building those straw houses like the three little pigs did. We don't continue building these little fake houses, little straw houses, and he blow it in and get us. No, we're going to build a brick house because we're going to go after who is going to do something for us. And if they're not doing any, and I'm not voting for one devil for another. I'm not trading like that. I'm voting for who is going to have my back. And if it's nobody, then guess what? It'll be nobody. Because I'm not going to just put anybody in there. And the man that we should have put in there was Tom Sawyer, Steyer, I think that's his name. He was talking some good stuff. And I hope you guys will pull him up and listen to what I'm going to play a little bit of. I think I can play a little bit of what he, I think I'm going to try to play a little bit of what he was saying.
Woman several days ago, she said,
"Hold on, let me
see." Self. And so I think that African American voters wanted an awareness that, hey, this has been going on forever, and it's time for it to stop. And we
hold on,
anybody else?
Mm-hmm. Hold on, I'm gonna try
and
to get this.
African American.
Hold on.
Obviously, he spoke at the National Action Network Minister's Breakfast. 65% of Black voters in the Democratic primary,
right,
African American. This is the first of the first four primaries where Black voters really get a say.
Yes.
What has it been like for you as you travel around this state? What have you been hearing from African Americans, what they want out of a Democratic nominee?
Well, let me start by saying, Roland, and I think you know this, that I've been here more than anybody else.
Mm-hmm.
And what I hear from African Americans in South Carolina, but also across the country, is this: broken promises from politicians. They want somebody who actually will tell the truth and deliver. Because I think...
Did you hear that? She said, what do we want? We want somebody that's going to hear us and somebody that's going to deliver. Is that what we want? Or do we want to keep getting the same old stuff that we've been getting? Who's giving you lip service? Who's talking about reparations? Who's talking about a Black agenda? Not an agenda for everybody that we will get the tail end of, but an actual Black agenda. We deserve this Black agenda. You know why? Because we've given them our votes forever and have gotten absolutely nothing. So this year, they're expecting us to do it again. So now we're saying, nope, you're not going to get our vote. We need you to give us something. And you know what? They may not even take us serious this next 4 years. But then the next 4 years, they'll look and they'll be like, oh, we want that Black vote. What is it? Let's sit down. Let's see what we need to do. Let's see who we need to talk to in order to get that Black vote. But we have to step back this time and be like, no, if you don't give us something, we're not giving you our vote. If you don't give us Black agenda, reparations, police reform, we don't want them to get trained. We want them to be fired because you cannot train racism. You cannot do anything if a person is racist. There's nothing you can do, okay? Nothing you can do. But we can start from scratch and rebuild, okay? Police departments need to be from scratch and rebuild, okay? So that system needs to be torn down, okay, and rebuilt from new, because that system has been there for so long that if we don't break that system down and rebuild it, we're going to keep getting the same results. They were slave catchers, so we're going to get the slave catchers' results. Until we break that thing down and get new results, we're not going to get anything new. We're going to continue getting the same stuff that we've been getting. So until we get tired, until we get fed up, we're going to continue getting what we've been getting. And that's nothing. So what is it that you, where do we start? We start at the local levels. That's where we start, at the local levels. We get out. Some of these politicians that's been this warming them seats, the Black Caucus has been warming them seats for so long, we get rid of them. We get rid of them. We're no longer going to settle for less. We're no longer going to settle for people that have sold us out. And if you see these coons, they are treasonous. Their behavior is treasonous. And if they have treasonous behavior, we are going to treat them the way they've treated us. We are going to treat them the way that they've treated us. And what do I mean when I say that? We're going to treat them the way they've treated us. They've gotten to the place where they've traded us in for immigrants. Then we're going to trade them in for new candidates. We're going to trade them in for black people, other black folk that look like us, but not just look like us, but have a heart for us. And what I'm saying is, no more sellouts. We don't want any more coons. We don't want any more black folk that look like us but don't have our backs. That's not what I'm talking about. I am talking about B1 first. And we look at them and say, are you B1 first? And they go, no, what's that? Nope, but then we don't want them. But if we go, are you B1? They go, oh, yeah, no doubt. Okay, give us your plan. Here's our agenda. Here's our plan. Here's what we need, and here's what we want. This is what we need from you. If you want our vote, this is what we need from you, and we're going to hold your feet to the fire, and we're going to expect you to do it. And if they don't do it, then we get them out. But if they get in and they start doing it, then they start hee-hawing because they're loving what they're loving. But guess what? We are backing you. Don't forget who's paying your bills. Don't forget who's backing you. But we have got to get at least three people in office in order for this to work. We can't just get a mayor in there, but nobody's there to back him. We got to get a mayor, a city council, and a school board person, maybe, that's going to back that person. We've got to get at least 2 to 3 people on one ticket in order for us to win, okay? Because one person can't change nothing by themselves. It's going to take 2 or 3, preferably 3, other people that know that they're qualified to run for some of these offices. And you know that you know you're qualified. We're not going to sit up there and talk about your past bankruptcy or talk about your past whatever. We want Trump to never show his taxes, so guess what? Who cares? As long as you can do what you need to do, you got to be one attitude, you're going to come in there and you're going to do what you need to do for us, then we're going to back you, plain and simple. We're not making this hard. We want people that are qualified that's going to do us good. That's going to do good by us, that's going to do right by us. We're tired of these sellouts. We're tired of these 12 mayors that I had. I'm going to get their names and read them off again. And I think I'm going to do that. I'm going to get their names. Give me 2 seconds. I'm going to get their names. And we're going to read these names off. Hold on. I'm sorry, I wanted to get paper. And I really want you guys to think about this. And these are the 12 people that we need to make sure they're out of office. This is treasonous behavior. And it's Abrams. Muriel Bowers, Stacey Plaskett, Lucy McBath, Lester Turner, Aja Brown, Frank Scott Jr., London Breed, Michael Tubbs, Adrian Perkins, Karen Weaver, Michael, I think it's Reuter, Bobby Rush, Gregory Meeks, Lucy Beckbath, Stacy Plunkett, and Bobby Rush. Those are the three that we really need to concentrate because they are on Sylvester Turnway and Jeffrey Canada. We have to get those out of the Black Caucus, okay? Gregory Meeks, Lucy McBath, I think, are on the Black Caucus, and Stacy Plunkett and Bobby Rush is on the Black Caucus. Those are the ones that actively said that they are going to back Bloomberg. I think that's treasonous behavior, and I think he paid them to do that, and I think it's time for us to deal with that behavior, okay? I don't believe that it's fair for them to just be allowed to just, you know, commit treason and be allowed to continue on. Now, when you committed treason in the Bible, you were dealt with, and I'm not saying we're going to deal with them like Jesus did. We're going to deal with them by putting them out of office and getting somebody else in office in that place that can do a better job for us. That's what I'm talking about. I'm not talking about hurting anybody. I'm just talking about us growing up. I'm talking about us getting grown and being adults and making adult decisions and stop waiting for somebody else to say, hey, I think you need to do this. No, we can think for ourselves. We don't need you to think for us. We don't need you to make room for us. We can think for ourselves and we know what's best for us. Nobody knows what's best for you but you, Black family. And right now, it is adamant. We are at a 911 that we get ourselves together and do what we know to do. Okay. We know how to do this. We know
Stop complaining about stuff that's so unimportant. We had a six-year-old, you guys, that was arrested, okay? That girl, she was a baby. And I'm telling you, I want you to hear. I am going to pull that up, and I want you to hear what this thing hurt my, it hurt me so bad. It hurt me so bad that I'm pulling it up. Give me 1 minute, family. It hurt my heart so bad. And I want you to hear this little baby. Listen to this.
Okay. Yeah.
The dancer goes.
Okay, she's going to have to come with us now.
Okay, fine. Yeah, no one's there, baby girl.
Stand up. Okay, come over here.
Hi, little boy.
This for you.
Keep your hands, okay? Come over here, honey.
Just want to see. I don't understand why that happened. I don't get it. I don't understand it, and it shouldn't have happened. And that was a six-year-old that they said was having. She had a temper tantrum. Okay, I'm sure you have other six-year-olds, a white six-year-olds that have temper tantrums, and they are on the ADHD medication, and they have their days. And they don't ever, I don't ever see any white kids being arrested and done like this. I want to go into a white school, and I want to see this happen to a white child. Why is it that this only happens to our children? Did you hear that little girl? How could you not? How could your heart be like, I'm going to take you to jail anyway? I couldn't even, I've tried to listen to that. This is the first time I've actually heard it the whole way, so, because I couldn't take it. Because I'm like, what makes this okay? Family, what makes this okay? When are we going to demand to be treated better? When are we going to do something besides sit and complain and whine and fuss and go back to doing what we've been doing, and then we, you know, something else happens. We whine, we fuss, complain. We whine, we fuss, we complain. We whine, we fuss, complain, but we still... They're still looking by, oh, the black folk ain't gonna do nothing, but whine, fuss, and complain, didn't do nothing. And which is true, we don't. We don't do anything. When are we going to start? When are we going to do anything? When are we going to do something? When are we going to make a difference? When are we going to make it mandatory for us to be treated like we're supposed to be treated? When are we going to demand justice? When are we going to look at them and say, no more are you going to treat me or my babies like this. No more are you going to take our children to jail. No longer are you going to allow
LGBT LMNP man to sit on Sesame Street and talk to my daughter or my son about being gay or whatever. No longer are you going to feminize our boys. No longer are you going to allow the police officer to shoot us down with our hands up, with no weapon in our hands, but the little boys who have shot up schools, okay, churches, synagogues, and they get to live. But our boys have nothing in their hand. They're sitting in the police car, sitting in their car or standing on the street with their hands up and they die. They get shot talking about, I thought they had a weapon when they had a brush or didn't have anything where they just moved and they shot them. No, the young lady, Antonia, was in her bedroom and got shot and killed in her bedroom. Botham Jean was in his own home watching TV, watching a game, and was expected, you know, to have a nice Sunday night. Didn't expect to die. Didn't expect anything to be different than last Sunday. And didn't even get to see Monday morning because somebody knocked at his door, a police officer who thought she was in the wrong apartment when his apartment was open, which it shouldn't have been open. But she thought it was her own apartment and shot him dead in his own apartment. You feel me? When are we going to expect more? When are we going to say no more? Are we going through this? When are we going to do that? Okay. That six-year-old had no business being arrested, for one. You have to be 12, but her parents weren't even called. But why was the police called in the first place? If this teacher, when they got there, the teacher and the girl, she was sitting next to the teacher and the teacher was reading to her, right? Why was it like that? Why did the police officers have to be called in the first place? We don't call. We don't need 911. We have our own. We police ourselves now. We don't need them to police us. We police ourselves. We police our own communities. This is where we're at right now. And until we do something different, nothing is going to happen different. Everybody is not going to do this, but you have some that will. And the ones that want to and the ones that will, the ones that do, we homeschool, we get homeschool groups, and we need 3 or 4 parents that can do that, that can meet Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday, and Friday, or Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday, and Thursday, and be off Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Now, that's for homeschooling. Or we can have some, get some buildings together, and we can get us a couple buildings, and we can get some students or some parents together and some aides together, and we can start paying $100 a week. We can get money for tuition, and, you know, $100 for several students will go toward the tuition and go toward paying the teachers. We can do this. It's up to us. It's up to us. Nothing and nobody's going to change anything for us if we don't change it for ourselves. So we can say, we can keep on saying, oh, we can't do this, we can't do this, and, you know, it's just how it is, so we're not going to change anything. But it's up to you. If you want to change something, you change something. We can get our own business, support our own business. We can bankrupt this country if we wanted to. But do you want to? Are you ready to do that? Or are you still ready to just be done, you know, keep allowing them to use, you know, the same old to you? I'm just saying, I'm just asking a question. What are you ready for them to do? What are you ready for? Why are we waiting? Why are we not doing what we need to do in order to get ahead, in order to take care of our own children, in order to take care of our own businesses, in order to take care of our own, you know, to grow our own wealth? Why? Why aren't we teaching our boys not to mess with bad kids? Why aren't we teaching this? This is stuff that needs to be taught. And we're not teaching our kids. We're not leaving a legacy. We're not helping them understand that this is what we're doing and this is what we're not doing. We're not helping. We're not teaching and training our children anymore the rules and regulations, the laws, okay? They don't know about the hardship that we went through because we dropped the ball. We didn't tell them. So now you have sellouts like, you know, Abrams, okay? Who should know better, but she don't, okay? You got Bobby Rush. Who should know better, but he don't? You got Jeffrey Meeks. You got Stacey Plackett. You got Sylvester Turner that should be knowing better, but don't. Okay? These are people that we have trusted that had our backs. But it's not, they've been in office so long now that they don't even think we matter. They don't even care. They don't even care how we feel. They don't even care that they're not representing us. They don't even care about this behavior being treasonous behavior, because they're looking at us like, well, you're going to support us anyway, so what's the big deal? They don't care. Black folk don't care. They just going to keep on doing what they're going to say, what they need to say, and they're going to keep on doing what they've been doing. And that's just what it is. I had a black guy that was said the same thing. Y'all Americans, I don't know if I guess he lived in another state or wherever, but I told him, I said, I do understand. He had self-hate. Okay, this is a foreigner, and he had self-hate, and he was talking all this noise about black folk in America. And I'm looking at him, and I'm like, oh, I understand. I get it. You have white friends, and you think they're your friends. I said, but make them mad, and then you'll see how many friends you don't have, okay? Because they don't like you. They acting like they do. But when you act black and be black and see, does anything change for you, okay? See if they're going to be still your best friends when you acting black and you being who you really are. See how they're going to treat you then, okay? I'm just saying, I'm just saying, you guys, it is time for us to do something different. Who is doing what to whom? Who is doing what to whom? Who is doing what to whom? I never gave you the number to call, 563-999-3682. I want you guys to call in, and I want you guys to have some feedback. It's time for us to have a two-way conversation instead of me just talking for the, you know, this tonight was supposed to be an hour, but I just went over a little bit, and I don't think I was recording in the first 30 minutes. I don't think I was recording, but I am now. But I just, you know, I'll tell them, I'll go in there and I'll put in that. I don't think it was recording, so I will put it in there. But I just want us to get to the point where we are totally just doing things different. It's time for us to do something different. I'm so serious. But if we won't do anything different, then guess what? Nothing will change. We'll continue doing the same old, same old, same old, same old, same old for the next 100 years. And we'll get the same old dead results. And that's sad, that we've not learned enough or got enough in our head to be like, look, I'm not going to keep trying it because that didn't work before. That didn't work. I'm not going to keep doing that because that didn't work. I'm not going to keep doing this because that didn't work. No, that's not what we do. We're not doing that. We're not doing that. We're not doing that, which is so sad. I want us to get to the point where we are making a difference in this world, and we're making a difference for our children, and we are holding people, the black folk that look like us, accountable. Because if we find out that they're sellouts, then we are going to hold them accountable, and we're going to deal with them. And we're, because like I said, you can't run our city. You cannot be in charge of us if you're not in charge of yourself. If you're looking for white folk to do for you what you can do for yourself, not doing that. No, we believe and we know that we can do for us. But we have got to want to do for us. It's about us changing our mindset. We are so sold out to pleasing our oppressors. And I don't think we understand that. I don't think we know that. I don't think we know that that's not normal behavior. That's not normal behavior. You've got to get to the place where you're pleasing you. The heck with them. This is about us, family. This is about us. What are we going to do and how are we going to do it? To get there, to be like, okay, this is, okay, family, what are we going to do? Where are we going to start? Let's do this. Let's do it, and let's do it today. Let's do it right now. We can come up with a fund, and we can have Dr. Boyce Watkins to be in charge of that fund, okay? And he, you know, will hold that fund, and he can get like 10 other people that will be in charge, and all 10 have got to sign. And, you know, when we get ready to make a move, we vote on it, and we go from there. But, yes, we can do this. It's going to take us doing it because one person can't. One person won't be able to do it. It's going to take one from every city, okay? And we move into an area where we have several black Hebrew schools, okay? Several black schools. If you want to just call them black schools, we teach them business. We teach them math. We teach them how to invest. We teach them entrepreneurship. We teach them
who they are, African culture. We teach them, you know, we have to teach them who they are. We have to give them more than Christopher Columbus, who was a pedophile, on a calendar. We give them more than that. We give them more than the Diary of Anne Frank. We give them Hebrews to Negroes, okay, book. We give them Dr. Claude Anderson's Powernomics books. We give them Dr. Boyce Watkins, his entrepreneurship, real estate, learning how to work the stock market. We give our children their books, those positive books, those books that they get, and it's going to help them to stand and be different and then be millionaires, CEOs of their own company. And we teach them how to run their own companies. We get them a class of being entrepreneurs as far as real estate investors, or I think that's Dr. Boyce Watkins has some IT techs and, you know, stuff that's going to help them for the future classes. And that's what we get them to take a money class. I think all Black folks need to take a money class and learn how to save and learn what to do with their money, because we never learned, okay? We never learned. So we, you know, we get these taxes now, and we're not supposed to be spending them on TVs and cars. We're supposed to be spending them on our own businesses. That's what we're supposed to be spending our money on, okay? Our own business, okay? We don't take our money and spend it on a car that's going to last 2 or 3 months because, you know, you couldn't afford it, and you got a note on it, and your job is fickle, is crazy now. And as soon as you get the car, 3 months later, it's going to be repossessed because you lost the job or you got a bum. So now you got to fix it and pay car note. No, we're not doing that. We are not doing that this year. We are going to save so that we can get our own business. So then you can get a brand new whatever it is you want later. A couple years, give yourself a couple years. But if you pull your money together, you can have it before then, because every dime is not going to go out into the business. It'll be more than just you. You'll have some help. You'll have some clients that's going to help you. You understand what I'm saying? So, no, we're not going to just, we're not just going to do it any kind of way. We're going to do it 100. We're not going to march to sit on somebody's at the front of a bus. We're going to march, and we're going to go after buying the bus company. MLK had a dream, but that dream wasn't a y'all dream. It was a nightmare for us. He dreamed, and he fought for us to sit on a bus. He didn't fight for it. Economics. He didn't fight for us to own a company. He didn't fight for us to own our own businesses. He didn't fight for us to own our own schools. He fought for us to get up under white folk and for us to go to their businesses and beg them to take our money for them to fix us a cheeseburger that they spat in and did whatever they wanted to do to it. That's what he fought for. He didn't fight for us to have our own. We had our own, but we gave it away because we looked at our ice and we looked at their ice and we said their ice is much colder than our ice. How is that possible? But that was the mentality. That was the mentality because their schools look better. But instead of us putting money into our schools and instead of us having two, we have our Black person up there, we have the white, and we're going to work together and you're going to give us money for our schools and you same money you get for your schools. We're going to build new, nicer schools for our children. The same way you build schools for your children, we're going to have the same. And instead of Martin Luther King doing that, that's not what he did. He should have had the same kind of money that those white folks had in their schools and made our schools look just as good as theirs. And our children would have wanted to go to their schools because they would have had the same schools and they would have said, ain't no different. And we could have just kept on in our separate little worlds. And we have our TV programs and, you know, they have their TV programs. And I think we continue to teach and train our children and they would continue teaching and training their children. And we could have been separate but equal. And I really do believe that that is where we need to go. And we're going to do a show on that next week. And it's going to be totally separated. Or totally, what is it?
total separation. It's going to be, we're going to talk a little bit about that, okay? But I want you guys to share this on Facebook and share this on your Twitter page and just share the broadcast, you guys. I just don't want to sit up here and just be talking to myself for the next hour. I'm trying to see how these Sundays program are going to go. If it's good, we're going to continue it. But if I can't get more people to interact, then I think I'm just going to do Thursdays, okay? Because I could be spending time with my family. If I'm on here and I'm, you know, trying to get you guys to call in and talk and, you know, and come on in and do something different and think different. But I can't force you guys to come, but I appreciate the ones that do throughout the week. They come and check on us to see what we've written and to see what we've talked about and see what we're doing and where we're going. I do appreciate that. Like and share. Get on there and tell other people about the program. Write comments. If you want to get in touch with me, you can get in touch with me through my email, which is hardtruth12@gmail.com. It's hardtruthz. hardtruthz12@gmail.com. Let me do that again. hardtruthz12. @gmail.com. That is where you can contact me. I am just so elated that you guys have decided to come and join me. But I really want to remind you guys about my book. It's a mother's love. I'm still trying to get it in the prisons. Hopefully I'll find out something this week because I know they had to do like they had to like go over it to see if it was appropriate or not, which is fine. Okay, which is fine. But I'm going to, you know, talk to her. I'm going to talk to her a couple this time, probably Wednesday or Thursday this week, just so I can see what she thought about it. Okay. I do have it in the Muslim school. So therefore, trying to teach young parents how to parent. It's you know, because some girls don't have their moms, some girls didn't have their dad. And sometimes you need that direction. And this book, A Mother's Love, is just that. It's giving you direction. It's not forcing you to do anything. It's just giving you more information, newer information, so that you can make better choices by the information that you're given. Okay? I just want us to get to the place where think about what we talked about and don't let it go in one ear and out the other. I want you guys to actually think about what I talked about. And give me some feedback, hardtruths@gmail.com, and we'll take it from there. I'm not going to hold you. I just didn't want to come on here and just babble for 2 hours. I wanted it to be an hour, but I think something was wrong with my, I do apologize, something was wrong with my speakers at first that I didn't know that I wasn't being recorded. And I think it took me like 20 minutes to fix it, but I do apologize, but I hope you go in and I hope you go in and check it out and pass it on to some woman or black folk, period, that you know need to hear this. Have a pizza night and listen to it. Have a popcorn night and listen to it. Give them the radio station. Give them the title so that they can come on here and look, you know, look it up themselves. You know, it's time for us to do something different. It's besides whining about everything. It's time for us to do something. Who is doing what to whom? And I see a lot of black folks sabotaging themselves. I see a lot of black folk doing stuff to themselves. I see a lot of black folk that's really harming themselves and protecting their enemies, the open enemies. These are enemies that cut alligator babies, your babies out of your bellies and fed them to alligators. These are enemies that beat you half to death and then on Sunday after church lynched you and burned your body. These are people that you have called your friends. They are their children's children, okay? And they ain't changed, honey. They have not changed. If they was devils then, they still devils now, okay? It just went down from generation to generation. But I want us to just think about what I've said. Just think about how important it is. Just think about what is the next move? Where do we go from here? Do we start establishing our own school? For one, we got to renew our mind and get our minds right. Okay, so if we go and get our children registered in these schools, that means that it's going to be a start right there. And these and parents, do not believe the hype. I've seen something on Facebook where two African men were kissing, and they said, oh, they've, you know, they've got married over there. But let me tell you something, that is a lie. It's very illegal in Africa to be same-sex anything, okay, dating or whatever. So don't believe the hype. That is not a true statement, okay? So I am just, I'm going to log off, and I'm going to give you guys time to listen to my music. I just want you guys to know that we are winners and we can win. And it's going to take us doing, making an effort to win. We are going to just, it's not going to not be a fight. It's, we're going to have a fight tooth and nail to win. And we are going to have to fight and mean business in order to survive, guys. And this is serious. Don't think these men, okay, and I keep telling my African girls, don't think them Chinese men love you. It's about your seed in order for them to reproduce. In order for them to reproduce, they had to come together with them African girls. And just because these guys, you see that they want, you know, it's about your seed. It's about them, their survival. White folk may tell you to go back to Africa, but they need you right now. They need you right now. So don't let them tell you to go back to nowhere. Tell them to go back to Cotton Mountains, because I've been here and I was here, and I taught you how to take baths. I taught you how to walk on two feet. Okay, I'm just saying. But I do appreciate you tuning in, and you guys have an amazing week on purpose, and we'll see you back here on Thursdays. And don't forget to get your A Mother's Love book. And with that, I'm going to sign off, and you have an amazing rest of your night and the rest of your week.
Against your heart, the enemy came up against your children, the enemy came up against your name, the enemy came up against your character. You will win, win, you will. The enemy came up against your health. The enemy came up against your finance. The enemy came up against your vision. The enemy came up against your business. You will.